would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I'm still asking my lady. You ask why I don't talk to you first in your email response. I've asked you over and over again, give me a call. Seriously. We used to call, talk constantly. Give me a call, please. I sent a link earlier today because, you know, a while back, this video from Genesis Apologetics that described the arguments. They had two characters playing roles, one with the evolution perspective, one with the creation perspective, a guy and a girl, John and Jane, which obviously was a big deal. Extremely well presented. I mean, magnificently well presented. You know, when they get to the point that they're going back and forth with each other, and they do the, I said before you, blessings and cursings from Deuteronomy, they went back and forth in that beautifully. And then at the end, the woman, Jane, takes her black shirt that had evolution on it, rips it off, and below it was creation. It was marvelous. It was marvelous. It really was. It did bring me to tears. But then they did another one. They've had a series that I've been a few weeks where they've had a conference, did it online. I've downloaded it all on. You know, a bunch of things about the creation story. And they have done some of the best that I've seen. They work with people like Answers in Genesis, Institute for Creation Research, and so forth. They work with them. And some of the presenters are from them. But, I mean, their delivery has been superb. But they also did a video today, or they just released it today, called Foundations. And where it kind of struck a nerve, well, or was enhanced in my mind, was the idea that I did my own. You know, last year, when I did the Try to Reconcile by 30, by our 30th anniversary, which obviously the response to that was silence, I took a bunch of those videos, added the scripture overlays and so forth, and put it online on BitChute and so forth, and BitChute of most of them are well past 200 views now. I mean, because in the first month or two, there were 200 views, which intrigued me. I found it fascinating. You know, and which brings up the idea, Genesis Apologetics, they don't get that many views in a lot of their videos either. Get about twice that. But I really wonder if there's a thirst for this kind of thing, that you could reach people. But, you know, there's only so much time in the day. But anyway, they did this Foundations video. I did Foundation. I took the videos from last year, renamed with called them Foundation, and they did a thing called Foundations. And it was really intriguing because it was obviously, again, a stage thing. A scenario where the difference in a family, the first one was Christ wasn't there. And they showed basically a young guy, what he's like as a young man, you know, first as a very young guy, then a young man, then an older man, and then on his deathbed, literally his deathbed. And then they showed it again with what you might call, what I would call fluffy Christianity. And then they showed it again with a solid foundation. You know, and it had the same people play the roles, and it was great. It was really well done because I think it was insightful. Because I do think in so many ways that plays out. It plays out obviously with the understanding it's still, you know, the Lord's election. But how do you love an elect child? You point him to Christ. Gee, that doesn't seem hard, does it? But a couple things really stood out. In the third scenario, you know, the young guy is at a bar. First time, there's a woman who is rather suggestive to him, and the clear indication is he engaged her, shall we say. The second one, they didn't show it as poignant, but obviously it happened again. And the third time, when she approached him, he lifted his hand and pointed to his ring. You know, I still wear a ring. I understand it's just a symbol, but it is a symbol that shows my commitment to my wife. Because as the Lord commands to follow his role, I will never leave or forsake my wife. So my commitment stands. So I too would point to the ring. One of the other things that I found fascinating is they showed the same guy as a older guy with older kids, and the husband and wife were going through a struggle together. And you can see it was a struggle. In this case, it was financial. You could see there was a struggle. But they also showed, we're having a struggle, but we trust the Lord. And what they then showed is the peace that their kids had. And I thought that was insightful. Because I wonder about what my kids think. Where's the mom and dad? The mom has rejected the dad. They don't get to see that model. You know, even the secular world will point out it's one of the most destructive things you can do to a kid is not have the husband or the dad and the mom together. It's not my choice. I'd rather see the other way around. And I ask for it. The other thing that may be the thing that really, if we go back many, many years ago, I remember we had one of the, it's a smaller group and they're still around because I've actually seen some of the guy, I even saw a video of the guy that was at MetaView many years ago pointing, giving a presentation on the science behind Genesis 1 in particular. It was a decent presentation, I remember, because I remember talking directly with the guy after the presentation. You know, obviously, groups like Anderson's and Genesis have a lot more money. I mean, they've got the life-size version of Noah's Ark. You know, it's kind of like, well, that took a lever. And it is interesting, right here at Bryan College, that's near me, and I've been to Erica Lee. Actually went to a conference there. There's a building there that apparently is the size of Noah's Ark. They specifically made it that size. There are a lot of groups that do this, but I really think I'm finding joy in the way Answers in Genesis or Genesis Apologetics is doing it. But the issue about Genesis 1 is I've heard, like I say, the guy at MetaView who showed up at MetaView, I've heard a lot of the stuff in Answers in Genesis, saw the debate between Ken Ham and the one guy who was, I mean, yeah, what's his name? Bill Nye, the science guy, who was, I mean, ridiculous. I saw that. That was pretty bad. And Dr. Dino, what's his name? He's in Florida. He's the one that he actually ended up in prison for what he did. He has been freed now for some years, all the fiasco that he went through remarkable. And, you know, that's kind of the norm if you proclaim the wrong thing. But there's another person who can defend Genesis 1. That's me. And, you know, I have. Obviously, I did it in that draft video. And I've done it other times. I do it with other people. And a lot of people at the time really don't like it because it's kind of like, what's called science, but it's not science, it's scientists. People look at people with credentials. They don't look at logic, history, reason. And the reason that's a problem is if you can defend Genesis 1, you might be able to defend things like the rest of the thing in my draft video. The Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. You might also be able to defend things like marriage begins with sex and ends with death. And what really causes a problem is striving to live it. As a flawed man, striving to live it. And, you know, one of the things, I wonder, you know, because I've asked the question several times, did my wife marry the guy driving the BMW or the pro-life activist? I know that there were comments made about, like, especially when we were in Lower Alabama, how I often had a very discouraged attitude about my work. I don't know. I really wonder now, do you know why? Do you know why I had the discouraged stuff, attitude about AirNet in Chattanooga, about so many others? Because, you know, some of the things that were done were outright theft. You know, the whole time at Westar in Lower Alabama, that was complete theft. Theft in the sense that I produced nothing and I was thwarted from being productive by my Christian brothers. And that's been commonplace. But I had a six-figure income. So what was more important, having a six-figure income or being obedient to Christ, even as a flawed man struggling to do it well? I really wonder about that. You know, because, again, some places, a lot of places, it was simply the theft of money. And, you know, again, if you watch the Shadow Ring video DVD that I sent you some years ago, I was right there. I was right there in it. And that's not fluffy stuff. So if it's a flawed man struggling to be obedient to Christ, what do? You abandon him, right? I won't abandon you. I keep pointing to my ring. I desire to have my kids see the husband and wife struggle, but struggle together. I want to hold my lady again. And as I mentioned in the email about that video, that Foundations video, three scenarios of how a man dies. I suspect I'm going to die alone. But the one difference is you can be quite confident. I'll be going to my grave, praising the Lord, saying, as Thomas did, my Lord and my God, without hesitation. The way the Lord gives you confidence and a willingness to stand your ground, to trust him as he crushes you, then nothing else matters. You will never turn from him. Because he crushes you, then he lets you see him fully. Well, see him well. Understand that he holds on to you. And then you can go to your grave, praising the Lord. I can pretty much guarantee that's me. I invite my family to join me. My lady, I love you.